Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Domino Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, here on a Tuesday afternoon. It's our Paris Cherokee Casino's Twitter question of the day. What movie best typifies the 80s? And Domino, an hour ago, put forth the tease that indeed today he is going to play along. You have an answer to the Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter question of the day. Is there anything, incidentally, more annoying than the part in this song when Cyndi Lauper just goes, yeah, 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 yeah? I just thought I'd get that
so this is,
out there.
This is the musical version of Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Is there anything
and
more annoying?
I enjoy some of Cyndi Lauper's song. This one annoys me.
Okay.
To no end.
Yeah.
But again, you have to do what you have to do for the paycheck.
Well, you got
to
fill out the album.
That's
right. You need 11 songs.
Wasn't there a wrestler in this video?
I believe Captain Lou Albano was in it. This part right here.
No, girls just want to have fun.
I think he was also in this.
Well, they tried to go to the well again?
Yeah.
You know who else was in the Girls Just Want to Have Fun video at the very end in the tuxedo? Nobody knows who this guy is, but you hate the song.
Leonard DiCaprio.
Nope. Would have been a little bit young at that point.
What's his name? Tusk?
Not him either. Steve Forbert. Who sang Romeo's Tune?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy in the tuxedo holding the flowers at the very end.
It's one of the worst songs in the history of mankind. I said it before, and I'll say it again.
I know. I hate to do this because he's better than that. His first album, Going Down to Laurel, is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Singer-songwriter. The problem is, who did they compare him to when he first came out?
Springsteen, right?
And generation, not even a generation, but before that, Dylan. They said Steve Forbert is the next Dylan or Bruce
Springsteen. I heard Springsteen did not hear Dylan. Yeah, you got no shot at that point. There's too much pressure on you. The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Sleep Galleria. Hey, don't forget what's coming up on Thursday. Taste of Atlanta's Foods That Rock at City Springs, at Sandy Springs this Thursday. It's all presented by your area BMW dealer. Now, this is what the deal is. Unlimited food samples from 25 Sandy Springs restaurants and top chefs, a dessert bar, all-you-can-drink wine, beer, craft cocktails, tastings, chef demos, and live music on the Coke Zero music stage.
This one's free.
That's right, but not quite. Not quite.
No. Take that back. Do not go
no,
there
it's not free.
And saying the two idiots in the middle of the day on the AM radio station.
That's
no
right.
No charge.
But not quite.
Please.
Yeah, foodthatrocks.org to get your ticket. It's happening this Thursday from 7 to 10.
You want to play a game? Now, it's only 3 hours, but only 3 hours for some people. You can do a lot of damage in only 3 hours when it's everything. Don't say it into the microphone. If I asked you, for the people who worked at this station, the top two who would take more advantage of unlimited than anybody else.
That's a good question here. Now, like years ago, I could have answered that easily. I got to think about this one.
I like trucks.
Don't overthink it.
Like it's Adam Gillespie, when it comes to the
one.
Food, the road dog.
I don't want to say it, but he's one.
Now, when it comes to the other
The food.
Just the food.
Just the food. The top two people, when it comes to, if you told them they had 3 hours.
Oh, I know.
It's
this
like,
is easy.
It's like shop to your drive.
Yeah, it's Dan and Adam.
I don't want to say it.
Dan just Matthews has nipples that were like sand dollars.
Where's my camera?
Say those names. No names.
Say those names again.
No, I can't help myself.
Say those names again.
Dan Matthews and the road dog. You don't have to say anything. If you're watching on the Fan's YouTube channel, a historic series for this legendary announcer. We'll get to that in about 15 minutes or so from now.
All in on the NFL. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
But first, some NFL talk. So Pro Football Focus put this out. Percentage of second half drives that went 3 and out last year. Tennessee had the worst percentage at 48%. The Falcons are tops. Only 22% of their second half drives went 3 and out. The problem is getting in that red zone, there were some issues there scoring. That's why, as you said, the good and bad of the last 2 years was the fact that you had a very accurate kicker in Young Wei-Ku.
Right.
But he was also your MVP.
Damn.
That is a double-edged sword. You don't want your kicker being the MVP.
I cannot have my team MVP for the fourth year in a row being the kicker. I love the fact, and I'm a little nervous about the number change. I'm going to be very honest with you.
Wearing number six now is Young Wei-Ku.
I believe in that guy.
I was at the Atlanta United game the other day, and I watched him drive in the golden spike, and all I kept thinking is, please don't hit your foot. Like, you got a big hammer, and please don't miss.
Like that one punter years ago in Jacksonville, right? You were chopping
oh, yeah,
wood,
yeah,
so
you
had the axe, and he missed the stump that was there in the locker room. Unfortunately, he did not miss his leg.
That is correct. Now, we live to almost laugh about it, not really at the moment when you're bleeding. But you're right. That was a moment gone wrong. Watch this. We're so tough, we're going to chop wood all
over
this.
Now, is that something in your world of sports talk radio that you need to know, that story? Or is that too vague?
No, that's just an extra added bonus.
Okay.
I think I kicked two people out this morning. We were having this conversation.
Yeah, you did. I heard you.
There were two people who had to go home today.
One guy said, I don't want to be on the air. You said, no. It also works for the guys on the other side of the glass. They need to pass this quiz, too, or you are out.
72 Olympic basketball. Oh, is that when the United States? I said, no. Now you're doing what a seven-year-old does. Either say it or don't. And I think he thought that's maybe when the pros started playing. No. That was not 1972.
Now you should
still doing a college.
I think you should know that, too, when the pros started playing, right?
What was it called?
The Dream Team. Yeah. Year 1992. Anyway, here's Arthur Smith talking about what he would like to build inside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
In my biased opinion, the best stadium in the league. So when you come down here, that was obviously a huge charge of ours, was to be better at home. We got a little bit better last year. So we're 6-3, lost three games, kind of down at the wire. We got to continue to improve that. And that's what it's about. We're going to create this home field advantage. Everybody's going to do their part. And you could feel it at times last year. We expected to take another level, up another notch. So that's really it. And obviously, first year we were pretty good on the road, not good here. And last year we were better at home and we weren't very good on the road. This year, our intent to be better at both, but certainly at home, we have to be.
I think he gets kind of caught in what he's saying, and then it becomes a runaway train.
Well, he can't get out.
He doesn't. Exactly. He doesn't know how to wrap things up. There was no home field advantage. There hasn't been a home field advantage at Mercedes-Benz Stadium since the Falcons started playing there. And hopefully that changes this year.
There are times when sentences should end, the thought should end, but then you hear but. It's part of what goes on in our business and other businesses.
Sure, we've all been there.
Then you hear but, and then it goes on, and then you have another but, and then it keeps going. I like what he's saying. Can I ask, was that at a park dedication? What's happening here? Was there seesaws being dedicated?
I'm not really sure about the quality of audio.
No, where was that?
That was, I believe, last Friday when they did the OTA inside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Okay.
I think home team was there.
Okay, so that's part of the, I want to talk about the stadium and what we have here. I might be a little bit biased, but this is the best one in the world.
Home team also at Ronald Acuna's baseball camp yesterday, like he did last year, interviewed him in all Spanish. Now, last year, Acuna gave him a 5 out of 10. This year, he gave him a 7 out of 10. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
That means the man went home and he worked. He thought about this for a year. He looked inward and said, how do I get better? Doesn't matter how long you've been doing this. There should be a moment where you go, how do I get better? What do you mean? Do we not have it yet, or is it being produced?
I was listening this morning, and he said hopefully later on this week they will have it. So I don't know. It's not my show.
What is this, a Scorsese production?
Not my call. I'm just telling you what I heard.
What are they?
I am not involved.
They working off Broadway before we take it to the big stages?
All I'll say is I'm looking forward to hearing the interview.
I am too. All right.
Looking forward to the Madden game being released. And before the game is released, the cover will be revealed tomorrow. Now, it's a little bit different because a lot of people, like my son, get the game online. You don't go to the store and actually buy the game any longer.
Can I ask if
there
you
will
buy
be a
the
cover.
Game, don't you see what the cover
yeah,
is?
Yeah, you're going to see what the cover is. It's going to be revealed tomorrow.
So it's like you might have album art, even though nobody's buying the album. You're just streaming it.
You know, it still has like the digital logo of the game. We'll have Joe Burrow or whoever on the front of it.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I'm on Madden.
The rumor is Justin Jefferson of the Vikings, their receiver, or Josh Allen. One of those two are going to be on the cover.
Did they bring this back? What's the story with this? Was it gone? Did Madden do his own cover recently? Wasn't that like a year ago or 2 years ago?
As a tribute to John Madden passing away, he was back on the cover, yeah.
I don't know who it was. It might have been Robert Griffin III. I want to give credit where credit's due. I think he said DeMar Hamlin should be on it. You know who should be in the background? The people who saved his life.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's a pretty damn good one.
I like that idea. Speaking of the Bills, they broke ground on their new $1.54 billion stadium, and they're going to play on grass after playing in the old Bills stadium that opened in 1973 on some form of turf. And it looks like this turf, if you believe what you're hearing, is causing more and more injuries, non-contact, knees being blown out, ligaments being stretched.
Hold on, whose turf?
Well, just the field turf in general.
Oh,
so a lot of people want to go back to natural grass. Gotcha. The Bills are going to be doing exactly that.
Oh, okay, good. And they'll have snowplows. You know, I'd imagine there'll be snowplows and some salt. And
that stadium opened in 1973. You want to talk about antiquated. And they tried to remodel it.
They almost moved because a part of it was nobody's going to give us the money.
They threatened to move to Toronto.
John Bon Jovi, the problem, he says the reason he didn't get the Bills is because they stigmatized him with the, he's moving to Toronto. And he said, I'm not moving to Toronto. But it became such a thing that he said he had no chance to actually buy that team.
The agreements, it's funny you say that, include a 30-year lease non-relocation agreement that makes it very, very, very challenging for the team to leave Buffalo, which is the second smallest NFL market. What's the smallest, Domino? You know this.
Green Bay?
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
That's why you're a pro's pro.
Well, I get to work
tomorrow. I can always count on you.
I passed.
Your card's going to work tomorrow.
Can I tell you this? I swear to God. Now, with all due respect to Green Bay and every other city that might want this label, if I had a hand out a crown, I don't care how many people you have in L.A. I don't care how many people you have in New York. And that's two teams in New York. You don't want to fight the Buffalo Bill fan. For their army would be smaller, but there is no doubt in my mind they'd be the winner. If this was capture the flag, Johnny get to the top of the mountain.
Well, they're not going to fight fair. You know that.
Do you see what they do to each other?
Mm-hmm.
What would they do to you? I believe in the 32 cities, including there's some multiples. There are some multiples. Los Angeles has got two. New Jersey, it's not New York, has got two. I think even they could join forces. And the Buffalo Bills fans would win.
And here's how you know they're just different. Because a lot of times when you see these tailgates, halfway through the game, you got the fans that drank like that prior to the game, either passed out or throwing up on themselves, not knowing what they're watching. These Bills fans are partying before the games. And in the fourth quarter, they're sharp as tacks. They're just different, man.
Professionals.
Do not try this.
I'm telling you.
At home.
I'm asking you, God's honest, if you said you could either pick the 10 craziest in any city, or you get your entire city's fan base, go fight the Buffalo Bills fan
base.
I'm not. Who do you think ends up on top?
Thank you.
Some guy wearing a Jim Kelly jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Last man standing. That's what I think.
Colts receiver Isaiah Rodgers confirmed reports that he is being investigated for violation of the league's gambling policy. I guess there's talk that he placed some 100 bets on an account opened under the name of an associate. That's what they're calling this person. Some bets included Colts games. Ain't going to see him for a while.
May I ask, why is this already public and why is he admitting to being investigated? This feels like we already have the answers. What sword do you want to fall on?
Well, he did not elaborate on the mistakes that he made, but he did apologize. It does seem like they have all the answers to the questions.
No doubt.
They're like the feds, man. When they move in the NFL, they know. They're just going to see how you answer those questions.
Yeah, well, what is it we said about Mike Vick? Crime was bad. The lie was worse. That put him in Fed penitentiary. I really believe that Mike Vick just said, hey, man, that's what I did. I don't think he's going to the Fed. I think he's going to jail, but I think he's going to jail. He went to prison.
Yep, Isaiah Rodgers is now in the gambling holding cell when it comes to the NFL. So in 1975, Bob Lilly becomes the first member of the Dallas Cowboys Ring of Honor.
Oh, nice.
One of 22 men to be inducted. A lot of people thought Jimmy Johnson, including based on what Jerry Jones said, was going to be a part of it this year. Then Jerry Jones said nothing is going to change this upcoming season.
I thought they were over this.
So did I. I mean, he said it. One day he's going to be in the Ring of Honor. He's in the Hall of Fame. He should be in the Ring of Honor, but that's not going to happen.
I'm going to tell you something. There was
at least not this year.
But there was a point where pettiness isn't fun anymore. And look who's saying that out loud. Me. At a certain point, pettiness is not fun anymore. The bang on Chris Berman became not fun anymore. To keep Jimmy Johnson out of the Ring of Honor, we've entered stupid territory. It's not petty. It's not cute. I don't want to call it a distraction because it's got nothing to do with
the guy brought the Cowboys back to prominence. The guy's really the guy that captured, even though Barry Switzer was the head coach, the last championship. That was his team.
Can I speak Jerry Jones terms?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm not telling you didn't do as a swashbuckler. Look at me. I'm going to advertise anybody I want. Who put you on the path to be richer than you could have ever imagined? Jimmy Johnson. I know the players do this, but Jimmy Johnson.
And what's happened since Jimmy Johnson has left and you started picking the players? Not much.
He put you on the path to put your franchise at a value that even you, as big a blowhard as you can be at times, as big a drunk as you can be at times, because sometimes when you're drunk, you just have these crazy...
Well, that's how this all started. He was drinking in a bar and he said, I could have done what Jimmy Johnson said.
I want me some glory hope.
And then the reporter heard it and it got back to Jimmy Johnson.
Oh,
and Jimmy Johnson said, all right, well, you know what? Best of luck to you.
It's not even fun anymore. I thought they kissed and made up. I thought both realized they were important for each other. Obviously not yet.
Also, Antonio Brown's...
By the way, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you think the biggest version of that is beyond Jimmy Johnson not being in the Ring of Honor? Do you think there's a bigger one in sports where you go, that guy's not in that?
That's a good question. I mean, it's as petty as petty can be.
No doubt. Like, the College Football Hall of Fame stuff came out, the nominees. And there are moments, like, we thought. Who did we think? Barry Switzer? We thought Barry Switzer was in the College Football Hall of Fame. We told him so. We're like, that's crazy. There are certain points where you go, this doesn't make any sense. And you'll look at the list of nominees and go, how's that guy not in? Now, let me ask, speaking of Mike Vick, does Mike Vick get hurt? College Football Hall of Fame, or has he paid his penance and done everything right? Because they have like a little moralsy thing thing too.
Well, I would like to think he's paid his penance.
I hope so.
Although it's college football, and you know we're holier than thou at times, so maybe they make him wait because of that.
Okay, all right, just asking.
Guy was a one man gang. He brought Virginia Tech by himself, pretty much, to the national championship game.
He was the Allen Iverson of college football,
and he made that a game by himself for a half.
The Danny Manning of college football.
Antonio Brown is none of those things. His Arena League team has attempted a dozen head coaching moves in 2 months. A dozen head coaching moves in 2 months.
Jeez.
Antonio Brown, of course, said last week he was going to play in the most recent home game before a last-minute scratch because of what they called paperwork. I don't know what that means.
I think in that league, aren't you just allowed to just activate yourself as you're running onto the field?
I would think you could be like Corbin Burnson in Major League and activate yourself.
I'm going to say something.
I don't think there's any paperwork involved.
I'm going to say this about Antonio Brown. If he gets back to him, fine. If he wants to come on the show and debate me about this. When you talk about booting away, psssing away, all of the things that could have been yours.
What a great player he was.
No doubt. And I do think he's got issues. Now, I'm not downplaying. I do think he needs he needs help. But when you keep talking, you keep saying what you're doing and not doing and everything else, he might be the last one to know. But where are the people who truly care about him? I do ask this only once in a while. Where are the people who truly care about you telling you that, hey, let's look at all of these
things? But if you're not willing to listen.
No.
Doesn't do you any good.
You think he has...
I think he cuts people loose.
Okay.
And finds somebody else who tells him what he wants to hear. So Tom Minas, who had won a league championship for the franchise, was fired 10 days before the season. He was replaced by Damon Ware, but when the payroll issues took place, as in people weren't getting paid, he left the team. Minas then was rehired, and then he resigned again on May the 22nd after the team's fourth straight loss. The next day, Brown, that's when he made the announcement he would play in the team's upcoming game. Why would you have anything to do with what's going on here?
How do you invest in this guy? How do you invest in this guy? Time, money, emotion, anything. He needs help. I look, maybe he'll ride this to not having a bigger situation. Doesn't it scream of a guy who's really going to have the big problems?
And you hope it doesn't have the ugly ending, the tragic ending that could very well take place. The polar opposite is Bryan Adams. He's very successful, and he's coming to town along with Joan Jett on June the 18th. So in 12 days from now, you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We're giving away tickets all week long. So, Domino, you crafted a trivia question yesterday surrounding this song with Tina Turner and Bryan Adams. And, in fact, now, because of this song, I have a Twitter question of the day for tomorrow.
Nice.
What's your favorite duet?
Collab? Is that still a word? Yeah, is that just short for
your favorite collaboration?
So many ideas.
You're going to have a trivia question when we come back so we can give away these tickets?
Yes, of course I will.
That is a
Are
solid
you asking
team.
Me too? Of course I will.
I would never tell you to do anything. I would just strongly suggest that you come up with
a
trivia question.
Don't say it into a live microphone. You get yourself in trouble. You know what your favorite personal collaboration was. You and... And you can take it any direction you want.
Yeah.
I'd like to think it's me, but I'm not. I'm
it's
not.
Easy, man. And I love coming to work every day.
You're my third favorite collaboration.
I'm in the top three. I'll take what I can get. Anyway, when we come back, the numbers are in, and it's not bad. Not bad at all. It's your NBA Minute. It's next on Domino and Cellini, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is Cellini and Domino. Chuck and Chernoff are on deck next for your drive home, exclusively on The Fan and The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Coach?
What?
I don't think we survived that crash.
I'm not your coach. He survived.
It's showtime.
Parts of this movie I love, and then there are parts of this movie that make me very uneasy. 12:52, Domino Cellini. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. It's our Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter question of the day. What movie best typifies the 80s? Beetlejuice. At the end, when his head shrinks, I think this could be a good look for me.
They're doing another one, you know. I think Michael Keaton's on board.
And Michael Keaton becomes Batman because Tim Burton, this is his movie, and then the first Batman is Tim Burton's movie as well.
I was a little bit busy during the 80s, so some of these movies, look, I know the movies, and I've
You're
seen some
scoring,
of them.
You're out scoring, man.
Yeah, I was out doing stuff, man. I was like,
this is one we got to rewatch.
It's, like I said, there are some really funny bits, and then it gets a little bit uncomfortable as well.
And you're right, there is a second one coming out. Michael Keaton's on board. Ryder's coming back. Johnny Depp is in. It's they've got a lot of the originals coming back. And
what about Alec Baldwin?
Big names. He was not on the
they've been
IMDb
around,
page.
That movie's been around long enough where you can play nostalgia. You can get a maybe even a pop culture-ish. It's a Friday night. Let's go see Beetlejuice, honey. I think they think that they have a winner. And, of course, they think they can appeal because I'd imagine computer CGI and everything else is better now. If we're going to do some of this stuff, it'll look better on film.
And they even did a Broadway production of
movie.
Oh. And it was very successful.
It was around for a while.
We went and saw it in Greenville, and it's coming to Atlanta this upcoming season. It's good.
You went and saw Broadway in Greenville? I've never heard anybody say that sentence. I'm not telling you they didn't do it well because these touring companies are phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
But Greenville,
like,
I mean,
why were you?
That's place
where
to be.
What my daughter wanted to see it. That's where Beetlejuice was coming the closest to us, unknowingly that it was going to come to Atlanta the next season.
How did your daughter know Beetlejuice?
Kudos to you. You're a fine father.
Yeah. How did your daughter know Beetlejuice?
I guess she saw the movie. I think we watched the movie with her.
Okay. Because that's the thing. It's tricky to try to figure out when will your kid be interested in something that you thought was good. And there were times, man, my daughter's just said, "You got to be kidding me!" Gone after 12 minutes. Now they're discovering movies like The Breakfast Club. Like, that was a big thing when my daughters, like 14, were like, you know about this movie? It's kind of the question that you ask when you have no idea that your parents
certainly
know about the movie.
Because of TikTok, started watching South Park.
Interesting.
And my son was like, you know about this? I said, yeah, I know about this.
Hey, Dad.
I said, who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Dad, there's this thing called SpongeBob. It's amazing. You know anything about it?
Speaking of pop culture, Domino goes beyond the goatee a little past the top of the hour. He will tease you shortly. Game one of the NBA Finals had an average of 11.5 million viewers. Well, last year, the Celtics and Warriors averaged 11.9. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, only a 3% drop off from last year.
That can't be.
the numbers are much better than anybody thought they would be.
That can't be.
And I would imagine the numbers were pretty good Sunday night as well.
Oh, if you stuck around for the fourth quarter, you were rewarded. As a matter of fact, the league was rewarded because it's 1-1 now in the series. I find it compelling. You know what I'm going to say? This, I'm going to be honest. The NBA has become like majors in golf for me. I am no doubt telling you I do not watch as much regular season basketball as I used to.
Hear, hear. I raise my hand when it comes to that as well.
But bring me the playoffs, equate them to majors in golf, and I will watch. And I think for the most part, this year's playoffs have been fairly entertaining for a number of reasons, including storylines.
Mike Breen is calling the NBA Finals, obviously, for ABC. Game 5 of the NBA Finals will mark his 100th NBA Finals broadcast. No one has called more Finals games than Breen. I don't remember this. He took over for Al Michaels as the lead NBA announcer in 2006.
NBC? Like, what was it?
I don't remember any of that involving Al Michaels and the NBA.
I don't either. What? I get cable a little bit confused with the network.
Al Michaels was ESPN and ABC, similar to Mike Breen's lead announcer.
Okay.
And Breen took over in 2006. I don't recall Al Michaels calling NBA games.
Me neither. Like, Fratello was more, was he network or was he TV, a cable?
Well, he was both, but when he worked with, obviously, Marv Albert.
Yeah, but was that, I guess there was network involved in that, not just cable. I don't know, man. I saw that. Now, for some reason, Mark Jackson and Van Gundy, did you see a little bit of the thing that was going on? Hey, man, I'm kind of over it. The people were talking about how good Breen is. Let him do the games with Walt Frazier, because I guess people hear Nick games and they go, Walt Frazier would be great. Walt Frazier's got a great job. I don't know if he wants to travel all around God's green earth. He's not a young man. And I know that you think the chemistry with the Knicks might transfer over to national. I don't know. I like Van Gundy. I like Mark Jackson in this role more than I like him as a coach. I think they play off each other pretty well without trying overly hard. And Breen is. I'm not telling you put him in Al Michaels' category, especially for you.
But he's very good.
Yes, he is. Solid all the time.
I haven't really heard anybody. Look, on social media, Someone's going to say something bad about
anybody. Well, they're saying
anybody.
A ton about Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. They're over them. That seems to be the new thing.
I haven't, for the most part, heard anybody say anything bad about Mike Breen.
Me neither. I think he's prepared. I think he still likes the job. He sounds like he likes the job. He's not in it to piss and moan his way to people talking about him.
And I think he's funny, too. He can go off script and then bring it back, which is something not a lot of people can do.
You want to give away Brian Adams tickets?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, thanks. I look at me.
Reminding me.
Well, Adam reminded me. Brian Adams is going to be here in town in like 12 days. We're going to give you a pair of tickets right now. Brian Adams is not, unfortunately, the greatest selling Canadian artist of all time.
What?
Who is? Who's the greatest documented selling Canadian artist of all time?
Leonard DiCaprio.
I don't think that's right. Do you know who it is?
I don't.
Okay. Well, somebody who does is absolutely going to pick up a free pair of tickets.
Brian Adams, Joan Jett coming to town on June the 18th, and you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster, giving away a pair of tickets right now. When we come back, it's time to party BTG style. Tease the folks, why don't you, Domino?
I read something, I was like, damn, that doesn't seem right. And I will give you my play in the Twitter question of the day, which was?
What is the movie that best typifies the 80s?
I have the only answer. Everybody else is fighting for
it
second.
Is the only answer. Domino will provide that and more as he goes beyond the goatee when we come back.
Wait. And there's one more that I promise you haven't read about yet.
A bonus tease.
But when I give you this, I'm not telling you to run for the hills, but you might want to start building that bomb shelter in your backyard like the old days.
I can't wait.
Beyond the goatee on the other side. So we have a winner. What's the answer? Someone answered it right away.
Ms. Celine Dion.
Makes sense.
Yeah, she's number one.
Yeah, makes sense. We'll give away, if you didn't win yesterday or today, the rest of the week, tickets for Brian Adams and Joan Jett. Beyond the Goatee next on Domino and Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is the home of the Braves, and you can stream every Atlanta Braves game exclusively on the 680 The Fan app. Get it now for Apple and Android.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats.
Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.